It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid.
Oh, hello there.
Doctor, here's a letter from Billy of Lompoc, West Kansas. And he asks, Dear Dr. Stupid, why do I have to go to school?
That's a very good question, Billy. I'd better put on my patented Stupometron helmet. Prepare to activate. Well, the answer's simple, really. The reason is because your parents are aliens, and while you're at school, they shed their human skins and breathe fire lint.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid.
Dimpy, old pal, I can go no further. I feel I shall die. I've had not a thing to eat for so long. I care not to think.
Take this morsel. It may not be much, but it is all that I have.
That was delicious, Stimpy. What was it?
It was my last grain of litter. I've been saving it for weeks. You broke it! You broke it! My first material possession!
Maybe now you'll keep your stinkiness to yourself.
Look, Ren, we're saved.
Fire dogs needed. Benefits. Good pay.
Oh, Dalmatians only.
What's a Dalmatian, Ren?
Take a look for yourself, man. What do you see?
Ugly black spot.
Good. Now shut up and look stupid.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a circus midget. What can I do for you?
Your troubles are over. It is we who are your fire dogs.
But Ren, I'm a cat.
Shut up, you fool! Don't listen to him. He's a good man, but he's not quite right in the head.
I've known fellas like that.
Well, boys, you got yourselves a job. But you're gonna work!
Man, do you know what the odds are against there ever being a fire? 1,000,000 to 1. Take it from me, I know what I'm talking about.
Joy.
Okay, lady. Let her go.
Save my horse!
Excuse me, Mr. Horse. What are your feelings about that fall?
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Oh, my God. It hurt. Save my walrus!
Beyond the call of duty, I present you with our highest honor, the sacred golden fire hydrant helmet! Congratulations, boy!
I'm so happy, I can hardly contain myself.
Neither can I! the matter, Susie? What's the matter, Jill?
We're sick of our toys. We've had our fill. Dolly's are boring, and I hate the cook. We want a new toy.
Well, let's have a look. It's Log for Girls.
I'll comb her hair, and I'll do her makeup.
Look at Log now. She's beautiful.
Yes, Log. All kids love Log.
What rolls upstairs, a motor and pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What sprays her a snack and fits on your back? It's Log, Log, Log. It's Log, Log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log, Log. It's better than that, it's good. Everyone wants a Log. You're gonna love it, Log. Come on and get your Log. Everyone needs a Log.
Log from Blammo.
And please bless Grandma and Grandpa.
And please give me $1,000,000. And, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles. Amen.
Will you button me, Ren?
Sure thing, pal. Good night, Stimpy.
Good night, Ren.
What is it, man?
Will you read me a bedtime story?
Read me a bedtime story. Read it yourself.
Oh, this looks wonderful. Once upon a time, there lived a giant. He was a handsome giant, but he was different from all the other giants. He was the littlest giant.
Why, he's barely enormous.
He's merely huge.
He's no bigger than a house.
Hey, what's the idea? Pick on somebody your own size. All the bigger giants laugh at the little giant.
You'll never have any friends. You're too little to have any friends.
Finding his life in huge vania unbearable, the little giant decided to run away.
Hey,
To my dearest friends, the big mean giants, I'm running away forever. Your punching bag, the littlest giant. With a tear in his eye, the littlest giant left the village of Huge Vania, never to return again. Meanwhile, in the village of Thumbsville, of the wee folk sat aside his well. He was very forlorn, twas he.
Oh, woe is I! The well has gone dry, and my cow will just give powdered milk. I tell you no lie, my sow she does fry, and my chickens they only lay still.
One morning, Wee Wren was awakened by the sound of large sobbing and crying. And there, next to the well, was the littlest giant, sobbing his gigantic little heart out. The little giant's tears filled up the well to overflowing. Wee Wren was overjoyed.
Oh, Mr. Giant, you've saved the farm. You are my true friend.
Friend? I'm your friend?
Why, of course. You're the biggest friend I've ever had.
I'm your friend, and I'm big?
Big? You kidding? You're repulsively titanic.
Gosh, I've never had a friend before.
Just name it, pal, and I'll do anything for you.
Anything?
That's right, anything.
Really? Absolutely anything?
Anything you say, man.
Anything my tiny heart desires?
Yes, anything, you fat-bloated idiot!
What a pal. Yeah, would you... scratch my back?
Sure, I'd be glad.
And comb my hair, pluck my eyebrows, do my nails, mend my clothes, brush my teeth, shave my tongue. And so so, the littlest giant's heart was filled with blood, and Wee Wren agreed to let the littlest giant live with him forever. And they lived happily ever after. Joy, joy.
Boy, Stimpy, we sure had fun today, didn't we? Come on, Stimpy, say goodbye.
Yeah, where are we going?
The show's over. See you next time.
What do we do till then?
Why, you can clean your belly button. Eat olive loaf
till you puke.
I know, man. You can chase your tail till you're dizzy.
Chase my tail? But, Ren, I don't have a tail.
Do what I tell you, stupid. How you feeling, pal?
Kinda sick.